Lectio Divina is a contemplative way of reading the Bible. It dates back to the early centuries of the Christian Church and was an early monastic practice. It's a way of engaging with scripture that leads us deeper into God's word in a very personal and prayerful way as we slow down and read a passage more than once. I encourage you to find a comfortable place to sit. Perhaps grab a glass of water, a pen and a journal. You may want to have your Bible handy. Some people may find it helpful to light a candle. I encourage you just to take a few deep breaths. To slow down your breathing, slow down your body, to quieten your mind. And ask God to speak to you through the passage that I'm about to read. I'm going to read from Exodus 33, a section where Moses is talking to God about the transition that lies before him. One day, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Take these people up to the promised land,' but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, 'I know you by name and I look favourably on you.' If it is true that you look favourably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favour. And remember that this nation is your very own people." The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." And then Moses said, "If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favourably on me and your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth." The Lord replied to Moses, "I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favourably on you and I know you by name." Moses responded, "Then show me your glorious presence." The Lord replied, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live." The Lord continued, "Look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen." As I read the passage a second time, I'd like you to think about a word or a phrase that stands out to you, something that resonates with you, something that draws your attention. One day, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Take these people up to the promised land,' but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, 'I know you by name and I look favourably on you.' If this is true that you look favourably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favour. And remember that this nation is your very own people." The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." Then Moses said, "If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favourably on me and your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth." The Lord replied to Moses, "I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favourably on you, and I know you by name." Moses responded, "Then show me your glorious presence." The Lord replied, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live." The Lord continued, "Look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen." Just spend a moment pondering the word or phrase that stood out to you. Why is it connected with you? Perhaps sit in silence and think about it. Maybe you want to write it down or journal it. Maybe you want to say that word or phrase out loud. As I read the passage for a third and final time, I'd like you to think about what Christ is asking from you, what God is asking from you as you respond to this passage, to that word, to this phrase. What is it that you need to do or consider? Maybe it's something that you need to relinquish or give up, or maybe it's something you need to take on as a result of what God's saying to you through this word, through this phrase. One day, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Take these people up to the promised land,' but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, 'I know you by name and I look favourably on you.' If it is true that you look favourably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favour. And remember that this nation is your very own people." The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." Then Moses said, "If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. For how will anyone know that you look favourably on me and your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on earth." The Lord replied to Moses, "I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favourably on you and I know you by name." Moses responded, "Then show me your glorious presence." The Lord replied, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live." The Lord continued, "Look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen." In the silence, pray for the Holy Spirit to plant this word in your heart. Think about what God is asking from you, how he's asking you to respond. Pause this recording if you want to take time to pray, to reflect, or to write something down in the journal. Let's pray together to finish. Father God, Lord of Moses, thank you for this Bible reading. Thank you for the intimate conversation that it shows us between you and Moses. God, we thank you for the compassion and the mercy that you showed to Moses. Thank you that you looked favorably on him. Thank you that you knew him so intimately. Thank you that you responded to him with such gentleness and such kindness. Thank you that you promised to go with him into the uncertainty that lay before him, into the transition that lay before him. And God, we thank you and praise you that these things are true for us, that you show us mercy and compassion, that you show us favor, you know us intimately. And thank you that you have promised never to leave us, that you journey with us, that you go ahead of us into the times of uncertainty, into the times of transition. God, help us to hold on to and cherish the things that you have revealed to us individually today. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you that you are not a distant God. Amen.